time to chop up another brick with Tony Hustle. So this next guest is the first one that I don't actually know personally. However, I did go to high school with his cousins. Shout out to Stax. So this is the division leader for Vancouver Island for Backswar Famiglia. He also raps, but we'll get into that next brick. For now, we're just going to focus on the actual movement and what it takes to be a member, what the rules are, and how to get in there if you're interested in joining up. So before we break down Backswar Famiglia and basically explain to you step by step what it's all about and what it takes to get in, I just want to have you introduce yourself to the people.
What's up, everybody? My name is Jasper Millette. I go by Jazz Mills on stage. I'm the division leader for Victoria Battle Axe Warriors. It's a new branch out with the Famiglia out of East Van Inc. I'm excited to do this podcast.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of Battle Axe Warriors, but what's this Famiglia at the end of Backswar all about?
It's the change in the movement. As things started to progress, we looked more like a gang, and now we're starting to look more like a family. So with the positivity that we're trying to push for now, old members, existing members, anybody who was Battle Axe before can come sit at our tables. They don't necessarily have to. They can still be the band Battle Axe members, but we're trying to push positivity in our communities and as a hip-hop movement.
Okay, so to become a member, you have to be what, like a rapper, or like how do you actually become a member of Backswar Famiglia?
To become a member now, it's a process. Like, you got to come to our meetings if you want to be specifically part of the Famiglia. All new members packages go through the division leaders of your area. And you have to be voted into the table by existing members of the Famiglia at your division.
So it's not just money. If I just handed you $100 right now, I can't be a member.
No.
Not that I'm trying to tempt you with $100. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, if you like, you don't necessarily have to be part of the Famiglia. If you want to just be a fan member, you can still go through the website, which is the Mad Child's website. And yeah, either way, you still got to pay for a package. The Famiglia package is separate from the one that band members get. So we're defined as a family and not a fan base.
So I thought I read something about Mad Child was actually taken down as leader of Backswar?
Yes, he did step down. He did join a division. He is part of the SoCal division, but
so he's a part of it, but no longer.
He's no longer the head honcho. The general, as everybody would say.
Okay, so other than the actual membership process, can anybody that just gets voted in can just do whatever they want, or
there's nobody can do whatever they want as a member. We do have our seven traditions. We do have a code of conduct that everybody has to abide by.
So what's
follow.
The code of conduct first?
Code of conduct. Battle Axe Warriors treat each member equally. Respect to all members. Keep a positive attitude and do what you can to make the movement grow. Have pride in yourself, have pride in the family. Not act in a manner that can embarrass yourself or myself or any other member in the family. Don't wear Backswar clothing or represent Battle Axe in any illegal activities. So you don't want to be out there trying to make it look like we're a gang. That's one thing that we don't like at all.
Well, if you put three people in the same room, you can call that a gang, but like, criminal activity is definitely different than putting three people together and they all happen to be wearing the color blue or black or purple, right?
Yeah.
So I can get behind that last one. Like, if you've got a positive hip hop movement, the last thing you need is people using it to go rob liquor stores.
Like, yeah, exactly. I don't want that.
I can definitely respect that. Another part about that I really liked is the treating each other with respect thing. It's you get a large group of people together and you're not always going to agree on everything. Yeah. But if everyone comes to the table with the same attitude that, you know, we're here to build the family up, the little things you don't agree on, they don't even need to come up, right? I can definitely respect that. You're surprising me a bit here today. What about those seven traditions though? I read about those and I'm definitely really interested in those.
So the seven traditions, they were built by our head tables, like Rocco, Josh Darby, who's the district leader for the Vancouver Island division. So like, I'm the division leader, Josh is district leader, so I go to him whenever I have a problem. The seven traditions is our pride, our loyalty, our respect, honesty, generosity, attitude and effort, and they all basically conduct themselves like, you got to be loyal to one another. You can't be going around each other's backs trying to stab each other in the back and be like, oh, this person's not doing very good for our movement, but I am. Like, everybody's got to be treated equally. Respect, that's a word in its own. You got to respect each other no matter what. If there's no respect between the movement, then people get pushed out. Like, we don't want people who aren't going to respect each other in.
So when you say pushed out, if you had a member who's just showing up to the table on drugs, fighting people, just no respect for the movement itself, you guys actually push him out, or you just encourage him not to come next week?
We push him out. We push him out. We give him, it's like a one strike thing. So like, if you come to the, if you show up like, on drugs or trying to fight with somebody, you're going to get that one strike. You're going to get knocked out for 90 days. If you come back and conduct yourself in a proper manner and want to be a part of the movement still, then that one strike should be the reason why you don't want to screw up again.
Everyone has a shitty day, so yeah, they get kind of a wake-up call, like, hey, remember why we're here? And then after that, they actually get cut loose.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys are trying to build this thing forward, and you're not going to hang on to anyone just because it's one person here.
No.
See, the thing that I find ironic about it is, you don't want to be considered a gang because you don't want to be involved in criminal activity. But the only way that a group of people can like really move towards one goal is like if you have some of that gang code. And that gang code is, it's not like go rob the next guy. It's like honor, loyalty, and respect. If you don't have a loyalty, then that movement just literally falls apart. I'm sure we've sort of seen that happen, but there's a lot of misconceptions about Backswear being a gang, or, you know, members being up to no good or whatever. And people don't know that there's a code of conduct behind this, that things you just don't get away with, right? It's not for those people to cast judgment and kick someone out. It's for the actual movement to say, look, we either, you know, we're going to be about this and support it, or we're not going to have any part of that, right?
True.
I can definitely respect that. It's definitely given me a lot to think about. So a lot of these members, are they also contributing? Like,
yeah, from my division alone, like, I got myself, I do hip-hop music. It started off as a hobby, and like, lately I've been trying to get back into it, like pushing more as somewhere I can try and take my life, right? I've got my buddy Neil, who's also an artist. Same with him, it's just a hobby. He's a big freestyler. My buddy Jeremy, who joined Battle Axe in July, so he sits at my table. One of the greatest freestyles that I've seen so far, like, come out of Victoria.
Jeremy, who was supposed to come in today.
Yeah, Jeremy was supposed to come in tonight, but
we'll have to sit down and do another break about music.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, get him to kick a freestyle. Like, it's awesome. Like, he's just got the heart, and like, he can just keep going.
If I was interested in joining Backswear Familia, how would I go about that? Like, do I have to be a rapper? Or do I have, what do I have to bring to the table, and who would I go to see about that?
Joining, you don't have to be a rapper. That's one thing that everybody thinks. Like, everybody thinks that they have to be a rapper or a DJ or produce music to be a part of Battle Axe. Joining our ranks and our table, you go straight through the division leader, like myself, or in your area. So, like, say you're from Nanaimo or Duncan, they have their own tables. They'll bring you to a table. They'll bring you to your meeting, the meeting in your area, and it's kind of like a vote. You get voted in by the
so
other
So this
members.
Isn't like a metaphor. Like, when like people say bring it to the table, you mean actually you go sit down at a table?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is this like a clubhouse sort of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Like, usually meetings happen, like, meetings have been my place. Like, I have a meeting room in my building where I can sit there and talk with everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't have to be, like, an actual meeting room or a table. Meetings can be happening at houses and, like, other members' places.
So it's not a chat room? It's
no. No. Okay. Face-to-face. If you have to meet each other, you have to know who's sitting with you at the table.
It's very important. Look a person in the eye.
Yeah. And, yeah, as I was saying, you have to be able to, looking each other in the eye is like probably one of the biggest things you can do with being at a table. You need to be able to respect each other, show loyalty. And if I don't know you, you're joining my table, but you're not showing up to meetings, that's just gonna prove to me that you're not caring enough to be a part of our movement. And being at our table, like, we get together, we joke about everything. It's like being a family, and like, we can conflict on everything that we want to do and make our movement grow. Our recent meeting, we talked about like a care package handout for homeless. A bunch of different ideas that came around that, and like somebody fell out of their chair. It was funny because the chairs are on wheels. Like we all laughed. Nobody's hurt or like feelings were hurt, and it was a good time. It was like the meeting went by after a couple hours, and like it didn't even seem like we were there long enough.
So you guys are a positive movement, and when you get together, you're actually having a good time.
It's exactly. Not awkward, yeah. Or no awkwardness. Like new members come in, they're a little quieter, but like when they come into the next meeting or we do like a meetup, we'll hang out, like get some pizza or something. They're more comfortable, and they see how well we act together.
So you guys aren't all business then? Like you get together for food or whatever?
Oh, of course. Me, Jeremy, and Shane, we went out for my birthday celebration the other day. We went and seen Riff Raff. Like, we all went out in our gear, and we were with a buddy.
That was like just the other day, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Yeah, we were with my buddy Silas, and people were like looking at us like, oh, SDK and Bax were together? What the fuck is happening, right?
A lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about that, and it drives me nuts because for like two people to have an issue with each other, that can go as far as they need to take it, but that's two people have an issue with each other.
Exactly.
To try and make it bigger than that, like it's a fam thing. I'm trying to think of the name of the song, and I want to say Paranoia. Fear, I think. A song called Fear by Madchild and Snack the Ripper. Is that video not just like literally dozens and dozens of SDK and Backswar members just chilling in a tattoo shop getting tats and shit?
Yeah, exactly what it is. Like it's like it's a family thing. Like we like as SDK and Battle Axe, like there should be no in between. Like
for two people to have an issue with each other, that's one thing, but for the whole world to turn upside down because two people have an issue with each other doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
A lot of those people were really tight, and I mean there's people coming from both those camps that are still moving forward making music. Oh, there's exactly. No reason for fans of the music to be going at each other. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, like Mugshot's just putting out his new album, like he's got Mercury's on there. Yep. Mugshot's Backswar and Merc's SDK, like there's no bad blood between anybody else, really.
And it's weird. I think it's weird when people see someone who supports Backswar and supports SDK and looks at them like, you're gonna pick a side? Let's get our priorities straight here, people.
Yeah. If you can't support both sides, then you're not supporting him.
Okay, so how long ago did you actually get
division leader?
Yes, sorry.
April, I took over as division leader. It officially started off as me being a co-division leader because the division leader at the time wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. And he told me he didn't have the time to be, like, dedicate most of his time to it. So I came in to kind of help him with it. And since then, I just basically took over because he was just dicking around the bush.
So you had an artist that you wanted to bring through, and you mentioned another one, Neil, and yourself. You're also recording.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said earlier, it started off as a hobby, and like now that things are starting to move a bit more, I want to start promoting our artists from the island. Like a lot of the mainland artists get big pushes, so like I want to help out our artists. Like my buddy Jeremy goes by Wordmaster J, and Neil, he goes by Chase, and I go by Jazz Mills. So like be able to push hip-hop from our city to be able to try and go at least mainstream or somewhat mainstream would be like one of my biggest goals.
Respect that. For you to get the hot seat, I mean, you can do whatever you want with it, right? You're basically out here with the keys to the island, but the fact that you want to put them on with you and like kind of support the team at the same time as you're trying to get yourself out there, that's dope.
Yeah.
So as far as people on the team that aren't rapping, is there room for like hustlers and entrepreneurial type shit?
Oh, of course. Neil's girlfriend just joined as a Battle Axe Dime, and she draws, she does art, so like she's gonna be the one designing our logo for our t-shirts when we start getting that up and going. As long as you have like the drive to better our industry, then join, be a part of the team. But like there are other things that we can do. Like we had Brooklyn Payne pass away. He was a tattoo artist down in the States, and he was an active Backswar member. So he has a GoFundMe page to help support his family. And like a lot of the divisions I know have put their money towards that to help out.
So when you get a chance, like there will be other charity type causes, but for now, like you have causes within the team that you can always get the money too. Like, it's not going to be just sitting there not getting spent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, be able to help out whoever we can as a family.
There was a kid too just passed recently of an OD. Probably fentanyl related.
Rylan, yeah, a young guy. He was part of Battle Axe. I never had a chance to meet him or talk to him, but I know a lot of the Warriors from Van City. They knew him and took a big strike to them. Like, they also have a GoFundMe page for him to help out with the cost and everything for his family. We don't want that kind of situation where drugs are coming into our family, and it was definitely a sad situation.
So that pretty much wraps up this brick, but since we're on the subject, I just want to take a quick moment to address the fact that there's some shit going around that is killing people, and I know some of you like to party or whatever, have fun, have a good time, but if you don't know what is in that bag, then I would highly suggest you just don't buy it, don't pick it up, don't put it into your body, because it's just not worth it. That shit's taking way too many people that we care about, we love, so... if someone comes up to you and says, oh, they got some shit that you need to try, you probably don't need to try it, because, you know, that's how people end up dying. But just know who you're fucking with and know who you're going through, and just don't deal with strangers and random shit in a bag, because that shit will kill you. And, I mean, turn on the news. It's taking way too many people to sit around and act like it's not happening. Act like it can't happen to you. Act like you're Superman. Shit will kill you. And remember, always keep it 100%.